When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today, I'll have what I'm excited about at Disney World in 2021. That's coming up on this episode 263 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 263, where we're going to talk about what I'm excited about for 2021 at Disney World. It's been kind of tricky to figure out what to look forward to, but we've made some good guesses and Disney has given us some definites as well. So I'll get into that in just a minute. I did want to remind you to follow on social media so it becomes a conversation and not just me on this microphone talking to you. You can search WDW Prep School on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, and now TikTok. So whatever your favorite platforms are, please find us there and we will connect outside of this podcast. I did want to also tell you that we are increasing the frequency of trip reports for 2021. I know when I announced, I don't remember when it was, earlier in 2020, maybe it was 2019, I don't know, that I was going to decrease those. It was, people were very upset, but we are going to increase those a little bit. Again, I know you all love them and they are fun to do. I always end up learning things. You guys like listening. Not much downside to that. So as much as we can, we are going to increase those. We do try to vary it a lot, you know, the types of trips, types of people going on the trips, all that kind of stuff to kind of keep it interesting. If it's, you know, very repetitious, then it's not as fun to listen to. So we do try to vary it. If you previously called and left a voicemail to be on, please go ahead and do it again. I wouldn't normally suggest that because one time is usually enough. But what happened was we kind of went through a bunch of them and it was hard to know what was good information because so many people's trips got canceled and or their dates got changed or whatever. So we kind of need a fresh batch. Like, what are your current plans? And we might be having to schedule things a little bit closer to your trip date because what's happened before is I did a pre-trip and couldn't do the post-trip because someone caught COVID or the dates had to be moved months out. So we just have to change the way we do things a little bit so that we can make sure to have people that are actually going to travel. But anyway, go ahead and do that. And hopefully we can get you booked. If you hear from us, that means you're booked. If you don't hear from us, that means other people have been booked. But we do listen to them all. And I look forward to chatting with some of you throughout 2021 and hearing all about your trips. We are feeling pretty hopeful about 2021, even though we are still very much in the thick of difficulties, you know. But there's an end in sight. And I think that probably the beginning of the year is still going to be more of the same at Disney World, limited capacity, park passes, you know, a lot of things aren't going to be open. But as the year goes on, more and more will be available. And I kind of want to talk about that today, because if you are thinking about a trip or if you're definitely going, I want to make sure you know what to expect. Now, some of these are guesses because Disney hasn't told us everything that they plan. Maybe they will. That would be great so that we could all have some definites and know how to plan our trips around it and what to expect. But we are making some good guesses based on what was close to completion before the park shut down. And so some of these are things that they told us for sure, and some of them are good guesses, but I wanted to just walk through that with you today so that we all can have some things to look forward to in 2021. Let's start with the one thing that Disney has been talking about the most, which is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. If you watch the Christmas Day special or Thanksgiving or really anything Disney's done recently, they've talked a lot about Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. this attraction isn't the hugest mystery to us because it already exists at Disneyland Paris. I had some friends that traveled there some years ago, and when they came back, they did a little slideshow trip report for me. And one of the things that I remember them being so excited about was the Remy ride. They really loved it. And so when they announced it coming to Epcot, it was super excited because I've never been to Disneyland Paris to ride their version. And probably most of us haven't. So now we'll get to ride it at Epcot. It is a trackless ride, which is what some of the newer ones are, including Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So it gives a lot of like freedom of movement that you wouldn't otherwise have if you were restricted to a track. And so if you want to see what the ride is like, you can always look at the Disneyland Paris version on YouTube. But we do expect that one. We know it's opening in 2021. Disney has confirmed this. My guess is that it will open in May, like just before Memorial Day. We have seen that as an opening date in the past for several things. And that is my guess for this attraction. I also think the La Creperie de Paris, I think is the name of it, is also coming to the France Pavilion. I think those two are likely to open around the same time. And what else in the World Showcase? Oh, let's talk about Epcot as a whole first, because what we have at Epcot is a reorganization of the park. And we anticipate that becoming more and more obvious as 2021 goes on. So Disney said that they've made a lot of announcements about Epcot. It's been kind of their main focus for the past couple of years. And one of the things is that they wanted to reorganize the park, I think, to allow more of these new attractions to make sense. And so they have the World Showcase, which is going to stay the same, but then Future World is going to become World Discovery, World Celebration, and World Nature. So the section over by Mission Space and Test Track is World Discovery. The center section where Spaceship Earth is and the areas behind that is World Celebration. And then the other side where the land is and the living seas, that is World Nature over on that side. So we expect to see that organization becoming more and more obvious. And maybe at some point we will start seeing those names pop up a lot more. But that's in the future, what is currently known as Future World section. But the World Showcase has more than just France. There is also Wondrous China, which is the new movie that is coming to the China Pavilion. We got a new movie in Canada, which is called Canada Far and Wide, that opened January 17th, 2020. And we thought that the one in China was going to open around the same time, but it didn't open yet. We assume that it will in 2021. And then on the water in the World Showcase, where nighttime shows usually take place, we hope to see Harmonious opening this year. So Harmonious is the new show that's been announced like a couple years ago. The plan was for Illuminations to go away, Epcot Forever to come in as a temporary show, and then Harmonious would launch as part of the redo of Epcot. And it looks like it's going to be a spectacular show, but we just don't know when it's going to start. They have already brought the barges out on the water and been doing some testing. My theory is that they will have the barges out on the water like most of the year and have them running as water fountains, which we knew was always their plan for the nighttime show. But I think they'll probably have the water fountains going even when the nighttime show isn't taking place, because then they'll be in place and they can be, you know, a new element out on the water. And then I am guessing Harmonious will begin in late 2021, because I think that'll be the soonest that Disney will feel comfortable resuming nighttime shows of any kind. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be great. It certainly will be an improvement over Epcot Forever, which I was not a fan of at all. And if you want to ever see what any of these things at Epcot look like, you can always go inside Epcot Experience, which is a projection of the coming attractions. They wanted this to be the evolving show about the current state of Epcot and what to look forward to. So as a project was unveiled, they would, you know, feature it in this projection. And what it has become instead is a preview for us of what's been canceled, what's still in the works. And for Harmonious, for instance, you can kind of see a preview version of it inside Epcot Experience. So we know it's still happening and it looks like it's going to be spectacular. So we'll just have to stay tuned. And I think it'll probably be late 2021 before we can see that. What else we have? I'm trying to just look at Epcot. We have the new Play Pavilion, and this will be in the World Discovery section, which is over on the side with Mission Space and Test Track. And it's located in the former Wonders of Life Pavilion, and it is going to be an immersive and interactive experience where play fuels the fun. That is how Disney described it. An immersive and interactive city where you can explore, create, and interact with some of your favorite Disney characters. Could be delayed, but it is possible that it will open in 2021 because construction appears to be still taking place. Disney has not given us a date. Maybe it'll be this year. Maybe it'll be next year. So that is Epcot. What we know that was canceled at Epcot is the Mary Poppins attraction. It's either been temporarily canceled or permanently canceled. We're not sure, but we see no indication that it's going to happen. And this was always a kind of a mystery because they announced a Mary Poppins attraction was coming to the UK pavilion, but they never said what it was. So we never knew if it was going to be like a carousel, a ride, some sort of bigger ride. We had no idea. But it is not as a part of the Epcot experience, you know, a show that shows what's coming to Epcot, and we have no idea about that. So anyway, we'll see. But we are seeing the entrance to Epcot evolving. If you've been on social media or seen any of the Disney news recently, Epcot as a whole is just a big construction zone. But the front, the walls, some of those walls have been removed because the pylons and the water fountain that's out front have been unveiled. And for those that aren't aware, that is how it looked in 1982 when the park opened. So they're kind of restoring and bringing back some of those elements, including the logo, which was the original logo of Epcot. And so we do see some progress. Things are starting to look a little better. Looking forward to, you know, even more being unveiled. Outside of Epcot, we have some other things that either are definitely coming in 2021 or likely. One of those is the Walt Disney World Swan Reserve. If you've never heard of that, you're not alone. But it is the third element, a third tower that's coming to the Swan and Dolphin. It was called The Cove, and they changed the name a few months ago to the Walt Disney World Swan Reserve. And we know that's opening in July 2021. It is being built right next to the miniature golf course that is over there. And I just like having this hotel as an option, especially for people that travel on points. You can use your points to basically stay on site. And I just find it to be a fantastic option right near Epcot. And all those times I really needed to walk to Hollywood Studios for all the Galaxy's Edge stuff, it was the perfect spot to be in for usually not too much money. So that's coming in July 2021. Over at Hollywood Studios, now see, Hollywood Studios was the main attraction and the focus of construction for several years, and now it's Epcot. But they do have the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue coming to Toy Story Land, and it's going to be a table service restaurant, and it will offer guests the opportunity to be immersed in Andy's world, one where he has taped together cardboard boxes to create a rodeo arena using a kaleidoscope of toys, games, and play sets. So it seems really fun. We do not know for sure that it's going to be open, but it had gotten, you know, pretty far along in the process. So we are hopeful that we will see a 2021 opening date for Roundup Rodeo Barbecue in Toy Story Land. That is all we know for Hollywood Studios. We also, well, this is Hollywood Studios adjacent, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Resort, which is very unique. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, the whole concept is interesting because they call it a living adventure where guests will stay 2 days there. It'll be kind of like a cruise where everything's included. And they even provide their own transportation to Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios. And it's going to be very expensive, going to be very interesting. But this is one project where they were just kind of full steam ahead and construction has been ongoing. So we wouldn't be super surprised if that had a 2021 opening, or at least if we heard some more information about it. Even as a not Star Wars person, I'm excited to see it. I'm fascinated by the theming and the whole concept. I don't care what the theming is. The concept of how they set this resort up seems so fun. And hopefully we'll get to book that and tell you guys all about it. Another thing that seems like it is going to open in 2021 is Drawn to Life, the new Cirque du Soleil show in Disney Springs. Our very last trip before shutdown was the first week of March, and the main focus of this media event was Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. But they also allowed us to see a preview of Drawn to Life, and it was so beautiful. It was the last Cirque du Soleil show that was at Disney World was a standalone Cirque show that just happened to be taking place at Disney World. But this, Drawn to Life, was a collaboration between Disney and Cirque du Soleil. So we've been hearing about it for years from Imagineers and from the heads of Cirque du Soleil. And they really, it appears, enjoyed that, the synergy between them. And the piece that we saw, which it was just beautiful. And it's hard to know when the show is going to open. The last time I checked the tickets, it looked like they were available in February 2021, but they just keep, that's not going to happen. But I don't exactly know when the tickets will be valid. They just keep changing those dates. But I hope in 2021, because the last we heard that show, I mean, we saw it, we knew it was ready to go. They were within just a couple weeks, I think, of opening to the public when we saw them. So anyway, we're hoping that will actually get to happen this year and those Cirque du Soleil performers will get to go back to work. That would be very exciting. I think that's all we think is going to open in 2021. Hopefully Disney can start confirming some things soon so we can have some set dates. The things that appear to be 2022 or beyond that are the Tron attraction at Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom will be the first Disney park in the world to have both Tron and Space Mountain, so that'll be exciting. And Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which will be coming to Epcot in 2022. It's either the biggest indoor roller coaster in the world or one of the biggest, but it's huge. You can't miss it. If you've been to Epcot, it's enormous. And that'll probably be 2022. The new Epcot entrance and just a lot of the things about Epcot should be finalized in 2022. And I would say all these announcements were made to be in time for the 50th anniversary of Disney World, which is October 1st, 2021. And some of them may happen, but I think they will probably focus a lot of their anniversary efforts on 2022 instead, which is, you know, it's sad that they probably won't be available by October 1st, but it's not that far off to have them launching in 2022 because they always make the anniversaries extend 18 to 24 months. So I think, you know, a lot of this stuff will just be bumped a little bit into the next year. Another thing that is likely to happen in 2022 is the Journey of Water inspired by Moana. So I had said, you know, all those different lands that are going to be at Epcot, and the World Nature section will have Moana. Disney says it's the first ever experience based on the Walt Disney Animation Studios hit film Moana, which will let guests interact with magical living water in a beautiful and inspiring setting. So we hope to see that in 2022. The Princess and the Frog reimagining a Splash Mountain at Magic Kingdom, which was announced over the summer, will also likely be that year. Yeah, we'll see. But some things that have been canceled are the Mary Poppins, well, either permanently or temporarily canceled. The Mary Poppins attraction I already mentioned. The Spaceship Earth enhancements. Many people were very disappointed that Spaceship Earth was closing and going to be reimagined, but it appears right now that they're just going to leave Spaceship Earth the way it is. If that changes, we'll let you know. Another thing that is on hold is Reflections, a Disney Lakeside Lodge. If you are familiar with the old Disney World attractions, this is being built where River Country was over by Fort Wilderness, Wilderness Lodge. The land was cleared, the permits were filed, all that kind of stuff. But then it's been crickets ever since. There hasn't been any activity going on over there. So we will have to see if that one is resurrected at some point. But with so many of the resorts not even being open, the existing resorts, it's hard to imagine how many new resorts we can count on. Things were so different and the parks were so busy, the hotels were booked. And so it made sense for them to go ahead and open new resorts, but that is not the case currently. they have announced that more of their existing hotels are opening in 2021. But two that are noticeably missing as of the time I'm recording this is the Port Orleans French Quarter and Port Orleans Riverside, which I know are very popular resorts with so many people. And so we'll have to see. So it's tricky to talk about new resorts when those sit without anybody able to book them. But hopefully we'll get more of that information too. I cannot wait to go back and have a beignet. So anyway, that is kind of the wrap up for what we're thinking for the next year or two. It'll be fun to start getting some announcements soon instead of some closure news. We want to hear about things reopening or new things being created. And that's going to hopefully get us through this tough time. So I think that'll wrap up this episode. I do have an article on the site where we kind of keep track of all this news. So if you ever want to check it, it also has things that have already opened. We move them from the coming soon to the already opened list, and that'll help you keep track if you're interested. I'll link to that in the show notes. The next episode that you will hear published on this feed is going to be from the parks because we are headed back to Disney World for the first time in a couple of months. We will be there for Festival of the Arts, among other things, including park hopping and some of the things that are newer since the last time we were there. And so look forward to those daily updates coming starting on January 6th. For all the links or information that I've mentioned, you can check your show notes, but also go to the website, www.prepschool.com. Click on podcast at the top. Scroll down to episode 263. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.